This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The historic state of Massachusetts is set to make history again next month. Voters there will probably elect either the state's first woman governor, that would be the current lieutenant governor, Carrie Healy, a Republican, or the state's first African-American governor, Democrat Deval Patrick. Mr. Patrick is currently leading in the polls, but voters seem less interested in history than traditional issues like taxes and crime. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Deval Patrick started this campaign with a lead so big even some Republican strategists were privately calling the race over.
I will win in November.
Patrick's decisive primary win put him nearly 40 points ahead of Carrie Healy and only fueled buzz about Patrick as a rising national star. It looked like this poor kid from the south side of Chicago, who used a prep school scholarship to catapult on to Harvard, a top civil rights post in the Clinton administration, and big jobs at Fortune 500 companies, might soon become a governor in a landslide. But then Lieutenant Governor Healy began to hammer Patrick for what she calls favoring criminals over their victims.
A young Florida state trooper stops to help a stranded motorist. The driver, an escaped convict, kills the trooper with 5 shots.
In a dark and grainy TV spot, an announcer points out how Patrick helped get a convicted cop killer off death row.
Attorney Deval Patrick gets sentence reduced. Now killer is eligible for parole. While lawyers have a right to defend admitted cop killers, do we really want one as our governor?
Patrick stumbled in response to the attack, spending days trying to explain his record and correct his own statements. Now his lead is still in the double digits, but it's about half of what it was. And for Massachusetts Democrats like former governor and past presidential candidate Mike Dukakis, the attacks are all too familiar.
It's the same kind of thing that people ran against me. It's Willie Horton all over again.
Dukakis says he learned the hard way what happens when you don't hit back hard and fast. And he says Patrick may be making the same mistake, letting Healy get away with casting him as too liberal and soft on crime.
So what he's got to do is toughen up his response, because it turns out that if you say nothing and do nothing, sooner or later, at least some people begin to believe it.
Patrick's newest ad is just a bit more aggressive, casting Healy's attacks as a desperate attempt to change the subject.
All they have left to offer are misleading negative ads.
But Patrick's loss may not be Healy's gain. Most Patrick defectors appear to be going into the undecided column or to the independent in the race, businessman Christy Myhos. Polls show many voters who agree with Healy on big things like cutting taxes are not supporting her because of what even Republican consultant Todd Domke calls Healy's likability problem.
Carrie Healy has not been turning people on with her personality. Frankly, the Democrat has charisma. Deval Patrick has a very winning personality.
Hey, man. Did you get what you needed?
Yes, but I do have one quick thing.
On the campaign trail, Patrick has a knack for ingratiating himself with reporters and even more so with voters.
You know what? This is the part I love the best. Thanks for everything. Appreciate it.
It's a stark contrast from Carrie Healy, who seems uncomfortable campaigning and almost wishing she wasn't.
Hi, Heather. Good to see you again. How are you?
Good, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing well. Hanging in there 28 days. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Healy may also be hurt by her association with Governor Mitt Romney, who's lost support here since he's turned his attention to exploring a run for president. And while Romney gave Healy a huge break by choosing her to run as his lieutenant governor after she'd lost 2 races for state rep, Democratic consultant Dan Payne says Romney hurt Healy much more by too often keeping her on the sidelines with a non-speaking role while the governor took center stage.
She would be standing behind him in the background like a lamp. And I think it underscored the fact that she hasn't really distinguished herself at all since she's been lieutenant governor.
The Massachusetts governor's race is high stakes for Republicans who've managed to hold the corner office in this blue state for the past 16 years. Healy is trying to convince voters they need her as a check and balance against a legislature dominated by Democrats. But voters here may not be swayed by party, just as they seem to be unmoved by the candidate's race or gender. There's not a lot of talk here about the prospect of electing the state's first female or African-American governor, and many see that as a good sign in a state still known for its troubled racial past and its old boy network controlling local politics. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.